Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Hard to believe that that's where we're holding. And let's see, I think we should probably start in the closing words of Kuf Yud Amud Beit. I think that's where we got up to. Omer Rav Yud Amar Shmuel, last line. Omer Rav Yud Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMazug Mitztarev. So anybody who drinks, let's say you start off with some wine that is mixed with water, and then you drink something else which is also mazug. So that is considered to be part of the same set, and only members of the same set are mitztaref, either lera'a or letova. Now the question is, what's included in mazug? One thing that's not included in mazug is water itself. So to be mimazeg different types of water is not considered to be mazug, and that's not part of the set of Yayin Mazug with other drinks. Omer of Papa, now wait a minute. I wouldn't say that no mixture of water is considered to be mixed. I mean, what we're talking about over here, Rabbi Yochanan says, even Mayim. And Rav Papa said, he doesn't mean to say, when he says even Mayim, he doesn't mean to say, if you take one cup of water and you pour a little extra water into it, that's ridiculous. But he's talking about two temperatures of water. So let's say you've got a cup of hot water, you're drinking tea. So you're going to pour cold water into your tea. That is considered to be a mixture, because over there, there really is a point to the mix that you're trying to achieve. And that would be considered to be a mixture, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if there's no, that you're just pouring in more hot water into hot water, more cold water into cold water, that is not considered to be mazug. Now, many learn that that doesn't mean just pouring more water. So, in other words, what it means is that the only quality of mixing that Rabbi Yochanan would consider to be a separate ingredients would be that. But let's say if you would pour mineral water into plain water or something like that. So, there is something that characterizes it. So, they're saying that must be the point that Rav Papa is making, because otherwise it's obvious, but because you're not mixing. Mashenkin's report is saying, no, he's expanding the idea of mixing, but only to hot and cold, not to different types. It's possible. Omri Shlokish, Arba'at Varima Oseotam Damobero, show there's four things that if you do that, you basically have consigned yourself to an early death, and you're responsible for your own blood. Mitchayev Benafsho, for Elohim. I mean, anybody who's going to go and defecate between a palm tree and a wall. Now we're going to go over each one of these. Or somebody who passes between two adjacent palm trees. Or somebody who drinks water that he borrowed. Or somebody who walks over water that was spilled out. And this is even if his wife spilled out that water right in front of him. He walks over and he's finished. Let's go over each one of these. Anifte be dekalakotel. This is only lo amrin al deletle arba amot. It's only if there's not four amot between the palm that you're walking between and the wall around the garden or the field that you're walking. Because over there, you're going to get right smack in the way of the Rishus HaRabim of the Shadim. I mean, of course, he's just going to run you down, man. I mean, this guy's driving a Maserati. What do you think he's going to do? Like screech to a halt because some idiot is standing in the middle of the highway? So it's over is for you, you know. I mean, if you've got Arba Amot for the car to get around, okay. Isle Arba Amot, you don't have to worry about it. And even if there's not Arba Amot, okay, it's not a death sentence, except if you're talking about that you don't have any other highway. I mean, this may be Route 1, maybe. Okay, so the Shade can always turn and use Route 2. But I mean, like if there's another, no other way, then you're finished. And furthermore, so ikadika achrina letlanba. And then the next thing Reish Lakish says was if you pass between two adjacent palm trees. Now, this is only if there's not a road going there. I mean, if there's a road between two palm trees, so then Shadim don't have the right to mess up roads. So lo amran adlo paskinu shiz rabim. Paskinu shiz rabim leslanba. Nothing to worry about at all because it's gezela sarabim. I mean, Shadim are not allowed to be gezela sarabim. And this business about drinking borrowed water. This is only when it's a kid that borrowed the water. So then the Shadim are always ready to grab things from kids. And since it's borrowed, so the kid doesn't have any real rishus, because they know their cotton doesn't have kinyan. They're not allowed to steal. So this is like a great opportunity to get a lollipop from a baby. And if you're ever wondering where do those baby lollipops disappear to, it's not to some big redneck. It's obviously a shade wanted a lollipop and his makel and gezeilas ketanim because they don't hold of the gezeira derabbanan to prevent people from stealing lollipops from babies. But the Shadim aren't marked on that. So therefore, if a child borrows the water, it's not his water, and I am thirsty, and I'm going to, who are you, buddy, trying to drink this water? That's my water, and therefore you're in trouble. So that's a Shadim. You know, but if a Gadol borrowed it, so since a Gadol has Kinyanim, so the Shade can't complain about your owning something. And even a Katan, I mean, listen, you know, the only time we're talking about is where the water was now outdoors in the middle of a field, you know. So the Shade doesn't have any other water dispenser. I mean, if he's got another water dispenser, he's got to start up with you just to get a hold of this water. So over there, it's Lo Shchichi. We don't have much water. But in the city, there's plenty of water available. So there, you don't have to worry about it. And even in a city, you don't have to worry unless you're talking about water. If it's wine or beer, then, I mean, that's not survival issues for Shadim, you know. And then we have the next thing, the last thing that Reish Lakish said was somebody who walks over, and I shouldn't say walk, passes over Mayim Shvuchim. Now, what is this? All right, so first of all, this is only where you didn't put some dirt over it, or you didn't spit into it. But if you did, then no self-respecting Shade is going to take that. Furthermore, this is only if there was no sun that passed over it, and only if you didn't have 60 footsteps, people walking over it. But if over alayo shimsha, vi over alayo shite nigre, nothing to worry about, because it's basically also public. Lo amen al doro lo chiv chamer velo sayim esani. Furthermore, that's only if you're not in your car, you know, or you're not wearing shoes. If you're in your car or you're wearing shoes, you're allowed to drive through a puddle. And this is only, however, we only say that you're allowed to do all of these things in a place where all you're worried about is Shadim. But if you also have to be worried about Kshafim, so then Echa the Ikal Amechash L'Kshafim, then these things are not going to protect you. You got to be very careful. And then you can't even drive over in your car. It was once a mice of a guy that was driving his beautiful donkey. And he was wearing shoes, both of them. I mean, so like he thought he was totally protected. Anyway, he drives over this water, and what happens? His shoes shrink into nothing, and that sort of shriveled his feet into nothing, too. Bad idea. The guy can never walk again. Anyway, so be careful for Kshafim. Tana Rabbanan. There's three things. Now, this, if there's any women listening, please shut your speakers. You are not going to like this, Torah. I'd advise you to turn off your... Oh, God. I want to hear you. You want to hear the worst, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, at least warn Mayor Simcha to make sure all of the frying pans are out of the kitchen, please. Okay, that's the best place to learn. Shlosha ein mematzin velo mitmatzin. So there are three things you shouldn't get between, and you shouldn't allow them to get between you. This is not good. Doggies, palm trees, and women. There's also one more, which are piggies. And some say also snakes. So what do you do if you get between them and or they get between you? Meaning two people, Amar of Papa, you should say a pasuk that begins with the word kel and that ends with the word kel. Or say a pasuk that begins with the word lo and ends with the word lo. So like kelmot, this is the famous kelmot, siyem in Mitzrayim, ketofot ra'im lo, kilo nachash b'yakov, lo kesib Yisrael, ke'et yamer li Yaakov li'Yisrael, mapa al kel. So that's the pasuk that people refer to. And it's also... We have the pasuk lo ish el v'chazev. When it says to lo and ends with lo, it doesn't mean the word lo, because the end of that pasuk is v'diber v'lo yikimena. So v'lo yikimena is the word lo that we're referring to over here. Hani betreidu matzulu isha nidas. But there's two men. between whom a woman who is a nida passes between. So if it's the beginning of her nida, she's going to end up killing one of them with this. And if it's the end of her nida, she's going to create a quarrel between the two of them. And there, too, the only thing to do is the niftach bekel, nafsik bekel. And as we'll see, we're talking about over here where there's chashash to kshafim. Hanitre nashit yasvim b'parshas drochim. If you've got two women that are sitting by an intersection, and one is on one side of the road, and one is on the other side of the road, and they're looking at each other, you got to be sure that they are creating this kshafim force field between them, and any man has got to work, watch out. So what should you do? Maitakante. So if there is dirka achrina, if there's another road, take the other road. Vileka dirka achrina. If somebody else is with you, so then they should hold their hands together and walk between them. This is something that's very common, by the way. You'll see this among Charedim all the time, that they'll hold hands when walking in the street. If there's a woman on either side, it's because of this Gemara. So even though all of this is where Oskos Bekshafim, which is, therefore, it's sort of ridiculous, it became like this issue of women, per se. So they relate it to Arayas, and, you know, maybe it'll affect their brain. So, fine, but that's a little bit silly. Okay, anyways, so they should hold hands. If there's nobody else with you, so then there is an incantation that you can say. You can say Agrat, Azlat, Asiya, and Blusia. Now, those are the names of Shadim that Mechashvot often invoke. Mitkatla Bechek Kobal. They have already been killed with this, a Kobal. It's interesting because it's referred to in, what are those engines that throw things at the wall called to break down walls? I think the catapult is probably the best word. So Yechezko uses this word when he's talking about what's going to happen to the cities in Eretz Yisrael. So he talks about the Kabal. So apparently Bechek Kabal, Gavi suggests a wrecking ball, but this is something that throws. So it's more like a catapult. So they've already been killed with this catapult. Meaning it doesn't mean anything. Just an incantation. How about if a person meets a woman as she's coming out of the mikveh on her way to her husband? So if he is the first person to have intercourse before her, then he is going to be affected by a yetzer hara for znus. And if she is the first one to have intercourse, so what should you say? You should say the posik shofech buz al nedivim v'yat'im b'tohu lo dorach. Or some have the girsav shofech buz al nedivim v'ziach afikim rifa. So some sages say both. The Tosfos asks, Tosfos appeared before, but it was a reference to this. Tosfos says, what about Rabbi Yochanan, who used to sit at Shari Tefillah? Why wasn't he worried about that? So this is, look, I mean, he always could have said this pasuk, you know, or maybe the other issues by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichtiv gam ki elech begeit tzal mavet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi. What is tzal mavet? Now, notice, gentlemen, that the word tzal mavet is shade in English, the shade of death, right? And therefore, it's related to shadim, strangely enough. Because Bichlal, the idea of shade, we're going to see the entire Abdaf is dedicated to what type of shade is dangerous with shadim. And I'm sure you're aware of the fact that shade is an English word for demon, right? You know that. Even in Dungeons and Dragons, shade. So the idea of a shade in English is something that is in itself. Therefore, it's related to mythologically, even without knowing this Gemara, everybody relates it to the pasuk of Tzal Mavet. So it's not like it's Reb Yitzchak. It's interesting because in Greek, it's basically shade. in Latin it's shade. I mean, it's umbra, but I'm saying the equivalent. In Latin it's shade. So the idea of there being this netherworld creature is always related to Tzel. This is Tzel Mavez. So that opens up the sugya over here of Reb Yitzchak, who speaks about the Tzel, and then the rest of the sugya is going to be talking about the dangers of Tzel for shading. So that's referring to what is the gates of it, what is the valley of death, of a shadow of death. This is somebody who goes to sleep in the shade of a single dekel. So as we saw, shadim love the calling. We've already seen that, right? We don't understand what that is, but they love the calling. And if you are in the shade of the dekel, that's a disaster because a shade loves the shade. Now, also, if you're in the shade of the moon, so then that's a very serious problem because shadim are mostly found in the nighttime and they're allowed to have sort of free reign, but they don't like the moonshine. So because of that, like you got the little few places we can walk along one side of the, because they need shade. This is basically Cat Stevens' song. I'm being followed by a moon shadow, which means that that's why he talks about losing his sight, losing his ears, losing his legs, because that's a very dangerous thing. So he is considered to be in a makom of sakana. So therefore, if you're being followed by a moon shadow, I would run. Anyway, but certainly don't walk into a moon shadow. Okay. Crazy how these weird cultural things, it's not like nobody knows what they're talking about, but they're all remusim in various things here. And even if it's in the shade of a single palm tree, so you're basically really stealing in that case, I mean, you're putting yourself right smack bang in the middle of like a public swimming pool. Not a good idea, right? But this is dafka if you don't have Entula de Chavri Iluye. There's not another palm tree cell that gets mixed with this one so that they don't cross. The shade could therefore go directly to the other one and get out of the way of this dumb lumbering human over here. But if it was Nofal Tula de Chavri Iluye, if you've got another shadow, you just go from one shadow to the other, it's not a problem. But wait a minute, says the Gemara. So how do you explain the price? Yashin Betzel Deko Yechidi Bechatzer. It talks about in a chotzer. So in the chotzer, there's limited space, and the shade has nowhere to go, right? So it says over there that if it's in a chotzer, Hayashem b'tzelavana dama barosha. So explain to me what the case is over here. I mean, if we're talking about where there is no other shadow that the shade can move into, so then why in the world does it say dafka in the chotzer? This was true even in the Sada, as we just saw. Afilu b'Sada Nami. So it must be that you have to realize that if you're in a chotzer, then you can't rely on the fact that there's somewhere to go. Because there, even afagav the naflatula de chavre, aluya, you're going to have to be more makbet. Shmami na. Because there's less place to spread around for these poor shadim locked in the backyard. I mean, come on. Ubitzila shalivana lo amaran. Ela b'marava. When do we say that this idea of the moon shadow? That's only where the moon is in the east, and therefore you're going to be in a moon shadow that goes to the west. So that's towards the end of the month. Avo b'medin chata. If the shade is in the east, then let lanba. So over there, the moon is in the western horizon, or even towards the middle of the month. It's still the upper west. So somebody who defecates sitting on this stump of a dekel, he's going to be attacked by a ruach palga, which is a type of headache shade. Somebody who leans against the stump of a palm tree, so then he's going to attack by the Ruach Tzerada. The Ruach Tzerada is not just stomach headache, baby. That is a migraine. Okay, so, I mean, if you're prone to migraines, keep away from leaning your head on half, cut down stumps of palm trees. And if you step over a palm tree that was murdered, oh my gosh. So if it was murdered, imiktal, if somebody murdered this palm tree, it's only palm trees we talk about killing, right? So if somebody murdered this palm tree, then you will be murdered. And if this palm tree was just killed by natural sources, like I said, it was uprooted, or maybe, you know, in the wind, whatever, then you too will be uprooted and die. Hani mili de lo manach kare eluyim. But this is only if you don't assert your value over the palm tree. You know, you've got to put your foot on the neck of this palm tree, the same way that, you know, that we speak in Yoshua, put your feet on the necks of these kings. And so if you put your feet on the neck of this palm tree that was cut down, then we don't have to worry about it. So then, let lanba. Now, there are five different shades of trees where shades like that kind of shade. And what are those? The one we already been talking about. That's the deko yafide. That's like, whoa, that's really serious. Then there's the tula of a kanda tree. I don't know what a kanda tree is. I mean, whatever they identified, I don't know what it means anyway. Then there's caper, tula de pircha. And then there's a tula de zardata. The zardata, at least Bisman Hazeh, is considered to be the sorb apple. Sorb apple trees, you know, you see them very often around here. They have like a lot of these little tiny apples in the, I wouldn't say apples, more like berries, that are gathered together in places along the branch. So that would be the way that probably is what it means here, too, the zardata. And some say even tula de arba v'tula de arvata, that if you're in the shade of a boat or in the shade of the old willow tree, that is also a big problem, which is why hobbits always stay away from boats and from old willows. So that's very important. Klaudemilda. Anyway, basically the rule is, called an offish anpe kashitule, if you've got a tree that has a lot of branches in it, so then there's got a lot of place for shade to spread out. So that's bad. The shade over there is bad for you. The called the kashitule, Kashitule, and any tree that's got a lot of tough thorns, that's also shade and love that. So that's a dangerous shade to be on. There's only one kind of tree that is not, even though it has those advantages to the shade, it has like a poisonous substance in it, the shade. So levar mi karumasha, stay. You know, shade him, stay away from the karumasha tree over there, even though it does have a lot of thorns and everything, it's not dangerous to stay in the karumasha, because we know that mommy shade said to little boy shade when he was on his way to nursery, she said to him, now listen, you fly away whenever you see that karumasha tree, because listen here, my son, that tree is what killed your father, and it killed him too. It was great tragedy. But from there we know that karumashas, any self-respecting shade that had a decent upbringing would stay away from a karumasha tree. Good Lord. Amar Rav Ashi. At least I got a loan smiling. You know, I can't hope for la, but at least I got a loan. All right. So now, Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana being purished from all types of shades. He was very makpid. Not good to be in the shade. Now, there's different types of shadim that are by different types of trees. That's very important to have your shade identification book, as the Gemara is going to point out. If you can't identify what shade is where, then you do not know how to write a proper kamiya to get rid of that shade. So it's extremely important to be able to, I mean, that you'd be a real idiot trying to give like chemotherapy for something that requires an aspirin, right? So you've got to know what the problem is. So the ones that are by the pirche, which are the I think it's a choir in London. No, that's in the one song. The one that's by the, I got him. The one that's by the, the one that's by the caper. Okay, now I can calm down. So the one that's by the caper, that one, they're called ruchis. And the ones that are by the sorb apples, those are called shidas. And the ones that are found on the roofs, those are called rishpe. Rishpe, like, you know, they're like flaming. L'may naf kamina, to write the correct kamiya. So if somebody's been attacked by one of these things, you got to know the, I mean, people don't go to medical school for nothing. So the Bay Pirche, now this thing about the Pirche, that's a birya she'in la'inayim. You need to know that that shade is basically a mole. It doesn't have any eyes. So who cares? What do you mean, who cares? If you got to run away from it, you got to know that it can't follow you. So just try to be quiet and run, you know. Actually, there was once a time that this Talmud Chacham, Zimna Chorav, Azot Tubim Rabbanu Lepenuya Levei Perche. There was once a guy from the yeshiva. He went out and needed to use the bathroom. And he's sitting over there by this slav bush, a caper bush. And he hears, Fee-fi-fo-fummy. And he's pretty nervous. This thing is coming up. And he figures, okay, so I know what this is. Aha, I just learned Arvei Psachim. Undoubtedly, it's blind as a bat. So all he needed to do was run. So he ran, and this thing is coming after him, right? Shamatakatsiluye, he runs away, and as it's chasing him, what happened was, since it couldn't see, so he was very smart. He jumped over a palm tree. This shade, who doesn't see the palm tree, trips on the palm tree and grabs it, and the poor palm tree was completely dried out. Savach dikla, and of course, what always happens to shade him when the palm tree is shriveled up, they explode like a balloon, and there went the shade. So he got away with murder over here. Devei zarata shide. Now, the type of shadim that are by the zarata, the sorb apples, are called shide, we said. And you should know that that type of tree, a zarata, which is close to town, where there's really the rentals have been going up for shadim terribly. And so because of that, there's a lot of population that have to all hang out in one tree. So you can have a sorb apple tree near a town that's got no less than 60 shadim in it, you know. This is not, I mean, every branch is a different family. So, okay, who cares? What do you mean, who cares? You have to know what kind of kamiya to write. I mean, if you write an individual kamiya, they're going to laugh you out of town. As a matter of fact, there was a case of a guy. He was the city cop, you know, and he used to hang out around this sorb apple tree and was near the town. And he got attached with Samach Lamata, and he got attacked by 60 Shadim, Olu Beishitim Shide, Vistakin. I mean, this guy was like in the ICU for weeks. So they called the Rav of the city, you know, to write out a Kamiya. And he didn't know that if it's a Zaradata next to a city, that it's got 60 Shadim in it. So he thought there was only like, you know, one simple shade. So he writes out a kamiya for one shade, right? So he's walking out, and all of a sudden he hears that they open up this dance hall, right? And the shadim are all dancing around singing. So they were tolu chinga begave. They actually put like a little sign up. Everybody's invited to the dance. And this is the song that they're singing. Well, Sudre de Marki Tsubim Rabbana, the guy sure wears a hell of a black hat. But Bedikne Leibamar, we tested him out. We found out he doesn't even know Olive Bays. Lo Yoda Baruch, the guy doesn't even know how to say Baruch Ata. Ha! This is what they want to chase us out with? What a fake out. This is what's happened since the Black Hats took over. Anyway, they went out and they found somebody who knew something about it. So Ata, Humi Rabbanan, the Yoda, the Zardata, the Shitin Shidi. I mean, he knew that a Zardata, Somuch Le'ir, has Shishim. And he wrote out the correct Kamiya. And then he hears them saying, okay, boys, pack up. We're heading out. Moving out. Let's go. So he realized it was okay. Okay, then we've got this Ketev Meriri, right? Now, what exactly is a Ketev Meriri? So what does this refer to? I am convinced that what it's talking about are tornadoes, as you'll see. So anyway, I mean, what is more shade-like than a tornado, right? There's this thing whirling around, picking up cars, throwing them around, busting up people's houses. I mean, it's outrageous. Yeah, so that is a Ketev Meriri. Now, there are two types of Ketevs, okay? One of them hangs around in the morning. One of them hangs around in the afternoon. Now, the one that's in the morning, the Bekami Tira, that's called Ketev Meriri. And you know what it looks like? It looks like basically a big container of kutach, of kamcha, and there's a spoon in it that's whirling around all over the place. So there's this big spoon that is mixing the kamcha at the bottom. You better get out of the way of that thing, because, man, it'll mix you into its kamcha in a minute. And then the one that is in the afternoon, that's called the Ketev Yashut Tzaraim, Shema. And that one has got like multiple spouts in it. It looks like Ikarna De'iza. It looks like the horns of a goat. And there's whirling around it, stuff whirling all around it, like it's like a sieve, stuff whirling around it, weird-looking thing. And once Abaya was walking along, now Abaya was not one of these tornado chasers, so he was not in favor of like getting closer to the thing, besides which he didn't have his camera on it. And Uzzur Rav Papa Miyamine Rav Huna Berei the Rav Yehoshua Mismole. So he's got Rav Papa to his right, and he's got Rav Huna on his left, Rav Huna obviously not, Rav Huna Berei the Rav Yehoshua. And all of a sudden he sees there's this Ketev Merira heading towards them on the left. And so what he does was, he takes Rav Papa and he puts Rav Papa to the left, and he takes Rav Huna and moves Rav Huna to the right. So Rav Papa obviously said to him, "So what am I, chopped liver?" So Amar Le Rav Papa, I mean, what's going on over here? Ana Maishna de lo chashashli. How come you don't care about me? Amar Le, are you kidding? At shaita kayamet lach. Listen, you're a guy with a big belly, a rich bank account. I mean, like, you're the top of your field right now. It's not going to attack you. Mechad b'tamuz at sheitzarbe. Now, this, of course, you only have to worry about tornadoes in tornado season. So this would be around from the 1st of Tammuz until the 16th. Then you got a lot of these things. So vadei shchiche. They actually have these beautiful pictures. They appear very much as water spouts off of the coast. It's a very, very popular thing to try to catch some of these here in Israel. They catch these water spouts. Everybody sends out pictures of them. But anyway, that's the season. And after that, after Beshivas HaBatamas already, then Sofik Shchichi, Sofik Lo Shchichi, and you got to be careful where you walk. Mishtakhi Batili de Chatsuva de Lochatsav Garmida. When you've got the Chatsav was that special plant that Yoshua used to make the Tchumim of Eretz Yisrael, if it hasn't grown in Amma. And you find that in the shadows in the morning or in the evening, where they're not very long shadows, though. They can't be more than Amma. And the worst is, like, stay away from the shade of a Beit HaKise. Amar of Yosef, there are three things that if you do, you can yoyiv arbona lenuhura. You can bring darkness to the light, meaning that if somebody has good eyesight, he'll replace it with blind eyesight. Somebody who combs your hair when your hair is dry, always buy Rav Yosef's hairspray before, I mean, combing your hair when you're dry. I mean, this is really, it's only 15 shekel for one spray can. So that's a problem. And Mandishati tip tip, if you've got a barrel of wine that's dripping, and it's, you know, you sit there and you start dripping, you drink the drip, drip, tip, tip. And if you put on your shoes while your feet are wet, a disaster. Talai beveta is kosher laniyuta. And this is an actual popular saying. If you hang up your bread on a nail or something, on a hook in your house, instead of treating it properly, then that is going to bring aniyut to your home. Because as people say, Tala silta, you hang up your bread basket, tala mizone. Because the way in which you treat things, that is the way that you're treated. If you can't respect your bread, it will affect your bread. That's only true about bread. But I mean, when it comes to hanging fish or meat where you want to hang them, I mean, that's the correct way to keep them cooler and so on. So that's urchayu. That's the normal way. Pare bebeite kosher aniyuta. Now, if you are too cheap to buy yourself decent bread, and you buy this garbage bread that they try to persuade you is called health bread and so on, and it's really made out of bran and stuff like that, that's going to bring you to anias, because if you can't respect your own bread, what do you expect? And the shura bebeite is also kosherly in use. If you have like little scraps of bread that you keep leaving around, you don't properly collect them and throw them in the garbage, that also brings you to anias. And belele shabbatot, belele revi'iyot, the reason is that on Friday nights and on the Tuesday night, in other words, the Laila of the Yom Revi, Shorom Azik and Iluye, that's when Shadim like to sit out, and they'll sit on top of these breadcrumbs. And you should just know that the name of the Malach that is in charge of Parnasa is called Nakid. Nakid means keeping things clean in Aramaic. So Nakid. And the name of the Tsar that brings poverty to a home is called Naval, Mr. Filthy. So people who are filthy will be poor, and people who are clean will be rich. Good thing to remember. Another thing is, do not use a tsa'a apum dechatzba. If you're going to be covering your Tupperware, use a Tupperware cover, for God's sake. And if you lost the cover, don't take a plate and put it on instead of the Tupperware. That for sure is going to bring you to anias. Well, I think we should maybe, we have some time, we can do this, yeah? So if you drink water out of plates, then kashi levrukti, then you're gonna get, I once figured out what brukti is called in modern terms. It's an eye problem where the shape of the eye becomes elongated. It leads to blindness, and I can't remember what it's called right now. Somebody who eats tachle, lo mashi yade, if you eat, the tachle is sort of like bean sprouts, it's cress sprouts. They look like bean sprouts, there's like 20 different types of them, you can get them. If you don't wash your hands after eating this, mefachit lasin yumin, you're going to have anxiety attacks for the next 30 days. Now, if you are feeling very anxious, think back. Did you have some bean sprouts in the past 30 days? Do not necessarily call your psychiatrist before calling your grocer. So it's very important to get these things straight as well. Dimisukar v'lo mashi yadin. I suppose you had your blood let. Now, that could mean that you donated blood or you had a blood test and you didn't wash your hands afterwards. So you could have anxiety attacks for the next week for shivas yomim. How about this one, huh? How about if you get a haircut and you forgot to wash your hands after the haircut? 3 days of anxiety. You think that anxiety is that, oh my God, what did he do to me? What did he do to me? I can't even walk outside. That's not what it's coming from. It's coming from not washing your hands. So make sure that after your haircut, you wash your hands. How about if you cut your nails, right? And you didn't wash your hands after cutting your nails. Yes, thank you very much, Daniel. If you cut your nails and you don't wash your hands, you will suffer from anxiety. Now, in all of these cases, you won't have the slightest idea why you are feeling this anxiety, right? Lo yadak maiko mefachid. You're just feeling terrible. Happens all the time. Arvei psachim is the way to go. Yada asuta darga lepacht. If you put your hand, as Akiva is currently doing, put your hand on your upper lip. That is going to get you anxious. It's one step. Dark, it's only one step towards becoming anxious. And Akiva definitely has been feeling anxious the past few days. He thinks he's holding his lip because he feels anxious. He doesn't realize he feels anxious because he's holding his lip. Uh-huh. Now, you may think that putting your head, if Richie would just turn on the picture, we could see an example of this. If you've got your head on your hand, sort of like this, you know, right? So you think that you're putting your hand there because you're tired. It's not true. You're tired because you're putting your hand there. So that yada aputa, you put your hand on your forehead, darga lashinta, that's your first step towards falling asleep. Always important to know in the daf yomi. Okay, I guess we could stop at this. All right. Thanks for putting up with my childish humor. I think it just gives, you know, a little bit of a flavor to a very funny daf. All right. Have a great, great Shabbos, everybody.